Good morning, everybody. Great to see you all this morning. And Henry's going to join us. Hi, Henry. Give me five. Can you give me five, Henry? Give me five. All right, he can. So glad. Oh, come on over. Alice, come on over. Come, you want to sit by your big brother? Okay, come sit by Walton. Oh, she wants to sit by Walton. You need some help getting up? Very good. All right. We're all gathered together. All right. Well, I want to talk this morning about something, about being sick. Have any of you ever been sick at home? What did your mommy do or your dad do to help you? Okay. What did your mom or dad do to help you?
They gave us my set. Forgot.
You forgot? Do you know what mom or dad does to help you when you're sick? Can you think of something?
They give you soup.
They give you soup. Anybody ever had chicken noodle soup when you were sick? Me too. What about medicine? Do they give you medicine?
Yes.
My mommy did.
Your mommy did?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So they give us medicine to make us feel better. And sometimes they just maybe play a game with us if we're in bed, maybe a little game or something, just to cheer us up. Well, do you know Jesus? A what?
Like a princess game.
A princess game. Sure, that would work. Do you know that Jesus wants us to care about those who are sick? Do you know something that you could do for somebody who's sick? What could you do?
You can give them a lot of soup.
You can give them a lot of soup. That's right. You can also pray for them. You would kiss them. What a sweet thing. But don't kiss them on the lips because you might get their germs. Maybe kiss them on the head or something like that. Or blow them a kiss. You can blow them a kiss, huh? That way you won't get any germs. Good ideas. You know, you can also... What?
Everywhere.
Walton says if you blow a kiss, you get your germs everywhere. So maybe that's true. That is true, Walton. Oh, very smart boy. All right. Let's think about ways that we can help those who are sick. Medicine, soup, visit them, pray for them. And, you know, we have some people that stay in a nursing home. They're so sick, they can't stay at home anymore. And they love it when children come to visit or when family comes to visit. And sometimes we might go sing them a song or something like that. Even when you're young, you could help cheer somebody up who's sick. Yes, ma'am. Did you?
Yeah. Some people that live under the bridge, you can pray for them too.
Yeah, people that live under the bridge. Very true. We can pray for them. Thank you, Ms. Shea, for that idea. Definitely. Well, let us have a prayer right now for the people that are sick, okay? Lord, we thank you that these children are well today, but we pray for people that are sick, that are suffering. Help us, God, to do what we can to help them feel better. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.